Tomorrow is the fast day of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, so it's appropriate that today we review some of the halachot associated with the Seder HaTfilah and the davening that we do on Etanit Sibur. Want to start with the question of saying Aneinu in the Amidah, which is an insertion of a supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should listen to our cries and save us from our distresses. So there's actually a machloket in the Rishonim as to what tefillot Aneinu should be recited in. According to the Rif and the Tor, it should be recited in all three tefillot of the day. This is based on Yerushalmi, and it's simply because it's like Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah or Purim or Yom Tov or anything like that, where this is a day which is a Tanit Sibur, and therefore this supplication should be recited throughout the day, even if we're not actually fasting at that point in time. However, the Baal HaMa'or argues, and the Baal HaMa'or says that, no, you don't say it at night time because you don't fast at night time. So it's not relevant to be saying Aneinu at night. But you say it in the two tefillot of the day, in Shachrit and in Mincha. Rashi and the Gaonim, however, of the opinion that in actual fact you don't even say it in Shachrit because there's a concern that you might not finish the day fasting. You might become weak during the course of the day and you won't fast. And therefore it would be sheker, it would be a falsehood what you've said in your tefillah that today is a fast day, and therefore you shouldn't say Aneinu in Shachrit, you should only say it in Mincha. That's in practice that we have divergent customs. That's the Sfardim follow the view of the Baal HaMa'or and other Rishonim, that's to say it in both tefillot of the day, Shachrit and Mincha. That's the Ashkenazim only say it at Mincha, except for the Shleach Tzibur, who says it in the morning, because it's impossible that nobody will be fasting throughout the day. And he's saying it on behalf of everybody. There's a difference between where the Shliach Tzibur says it and where the individuals say it. An individual says the Aneinu in the Bracha of Shema Koleinu, whereas the Shliach Tzibur says it as a Bracha Bifnei Atzma, as an independent Bracha earlier on in the Amidah. That if a person forgot to say Shema Koleinu, so then they say it at the end of the Amidah before Yul Ratzon, obviously without any Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. If the Shliach Tzibur forgot to say Aneinu in his Chazar Tashat, so then he doesn't say it until he says it in Shomer Tefillah, but without the special concluding bracha, and he just finishes off Shomer Tefillah. There is discussion in the Poskim about how many people you need in shul to be fasting to be able to say Aneinu as a bracha bifnei atzma. That's according to some poskim, you need a full minion of people fasting. Otherwise, the Shliach Tzibur should just say Aneinu in Shomer Tefillah. Whereas others, and this seems to be the view of the Mishnah Berurah, that even if you've got just six or seven people fasting, so then you can say Aneinu because this is a day on which one should be fasting. This is a Tanit Tzibur. That question is also discussed, what about a person who's not well and isn't fasting? So it seems that they should say that Aneinu b'yom som ta'anit hazeh, on this day of fasting, but not b'yom som ta'anitenu, not that it's the day that we are fasting, because the particular individual isn't fasting. That's after the Chazar Tashatz in the morning. The minhag is to say slichot. In actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two opinions as to when these slichot are said. That's the first opinion is the practice of the Gaonim. And it also appears in the Tosfot in Masechet Avodah Zarah that Slichot on a Tanit Sibur are actually said as part of Chazarat Hashatz in the Bracha of Slach Lanu, just as we say Slichot in the Amidah on Yom Kippur. So Slichot are also said in the Amidah on a Tanit Sibur. That's the but the Mechaber also brings an opinion that it's too much of a hefsek to say them in Chazar Tashatz, and therefore they should be said after Chazar Tashatz, and he says that's the correct minhag. Nevertheless, many communities do, or at least did, have the minhag of the Gaonim, that to say the slichot early, that and to say them in as part of the Amidah. That this was a custom of the Rishonim. That it appears in some Sidurim, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that the minhag is to say them in shul as part of the repetition of the Amidah, even though the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is to say them afterwards. That in the older editions of the Singer's prayer book, actually up until the Sachs edition, it says in Slach Lanu that that's where Slichot are said on the Tanit Zibor. That's in the latest edition, it says that in some places they're said in the repetition of the Amidah, but in most places they're said that's after the conclusion of the Amidah. And this again raises one of the questions that we've touched on previously. Is a Siddur supposed to define Minhag or reflect Minhag? Certainly reflects a change in practice in Anglo-Jewish communities over the course of the past 50-60 years. Another similar issue is with regard to reciting Avinu Malkeinu. That's the minhag in many, many communities is to recite Avinu Malkeinu on a Tanit Zibor. That's actually not mentioned at all in the Shulchan Aruch, but nevertheless, it's Avinu Malkeinu was instituted by Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara Masechet Tanit on a Tanit Zibor, so it's obviously appropriate for a Tanit Zibor. But in many Ashkenazi communities, certainly Western Ashkenazi communities, Avinu Malkeinu was only said during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and that's reflected in the number of Sidorim. The Hirsch Sidor only has it for the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Also, the older editions of the Singer's Prayer Book, again, also only had it for the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That practice shifted in the Singer's Prayer Book with the centenary edition. That's where it was presented as an option. That's for a Tanit Zibor as well. And in the Sachs edition, it also says that in most communities it says on a Tanit Zibor, but obviously not in all communities. And again, back to the question of, does a Siddur reflect or dictate Minhag? Adkan.